one of the challenges with this policy, which is obviously one of the greatest pinballs in Australian agriculture and political history with vegetation management laws, is that the government's trying to push two different agendas. One is a very green agenda, which is a rhetoric around broad-scale land clearing and the vegetation management laws. But then on the other side, we've been told for nearly a decade that the cane industry in Queensland will be at the epicentre of a future for biofutures, renewable energy and ethanol development. And I guess the point we've made to the committee, and they'll hear it again as they go around the state, is that it's very hard to reconcile both objectives, and we need to stop this walking two sides of the street for agriculture, where we want farmers to do more, but we're not allowing them the capacity to get on with business and manage their farms.
So how specifically does the proposed legislation restrict your growers?
Specifically, the challenge is that the provisions for clearing that were allowed under the 2013 reforms to the Vegetation Management Act, which allowed for clearing for the purposes of irrigated higher value or higher value agriculture, including cane and horticulture and other elements of agriculture, are being removed, completely deleted out of a purpose for vegetation clearing. So that means it takes what has been a very limited use, but very important for those that have used it, aspect of farm diversification and expansion for the cane industry. So as the government pushes an agenda to increase the feedstock for biofuels out of cane, make it a more diversified industry, make it expand into the right areas, they're actually taking away one of what has been a very useful tool for many businesses in clearing permits, which were under quite strict conditions. You had to demonstrate that it was high value use, that you had water availability, that it was economically viable. It was all under permits and approvals, but they've just deleted it under the current recommendation, and that's really outrageous thing to do, given what has been its use in a very sensible way.
Under those circumstances, would you go as far as saying that if these laws proceed, it will no longer be possible for the government to meet its national renewable energy target commitment?
Well, I think you've got to question the role that the cane industry is going to play in it. That's the challenge. And there's two folds to the energy debate. There's obviously biofuels and biofutures, where our members are involved with a number of projects across the state to use cane for things other than ethanol. And the mills are very heavily involved in the production of energy and electricity as alternative uses for their processing facilities, which has been a great thing for the state of Queensland. And at the same time, amazingly, we've seen submissions from Ergon go to the parliamentary committee suggesting that the removal of any amendments to the Vegetation Act may actually make it difficult for them to manage the electricity network, which will put up electricity prices even further. So this is a very important issue for farmers across Queensland, and that's why today we're there with the Queensland Farmers Federation and with AgForce making that point, and the committee's going to hear it all when they go to their regional meetings next week.